Welcome. Starting a new parish, Parish of Darash Moshe. It's a collection of drashot that Ramosha Feinstein gave him the Parsha. It's very interesting because Ramosha Feinstein, and you know, he didn't write this as a parish on Chumash. Let me explain every single pasuk. He had to speak at somebody's bris, somebody's shavrocha, some conference somewhere. Always connects it to the Parsha, like any good Jew. And these were collected and put into a sefer. So you get to see what he was dealing with in various times. Or very often, they're just very cute little things, like first Rashi in the Parsha, and he has an interesting take, an important lesson, something you can note or learn from it. So that's this week I found two very sweet, very short ones. I couldn't choose between them. Luckily, there was a nice connection between them, and they're on the same page. So we'll do them both. They're very short and very sweet. The beginning of the Parsha starts, Ela toldo Noach, Noach ish tzadik. So if I asked you to translate the word toldo, what would you say? Generations? Descendants? Okay. And then what does it say? Noach is a tzadik. Ish tamim ayav edoratav. So I'm not the first person to ask this. Many ask this, including Rashi. So Rashi says, oh, Mirish Rashi, I'm the Fashi Ikar, told the Tam Shot Tzadikim Asim Tovim. The main part, the main toldos, the main offspring, the main descendants of a tzaddik are his good deeds. So why is it that the Torah has referred to good deeds then as toldot? So the Ramosha Feinstein says, maybe we are supposed to love our good deeds and care for them just as much as one might love his children. Very, you know, very simple. You just gloss over when you see this Rashi, you're like, oh, okay, so it has the word toldos. That explains why it uses the word toldos. No, it's giving us this Rashi is giving us a message. The word toldos is being used to tell us we're supposed to relate to our good deeds that same way that you might relate to your children. You love your children, so you don't relate to everything that you do for them as, oh, I'm forced to, or it's a burden. So the same thing when it comes to your mitzvahs. You're not only supposed to be doing mitzvahs because you're forced to, and it's a burden. And just like if you did a good deed, and it's not the greatest good deed in the history of the world, it's not the Gadol Hador of good deeds, so you would still love it. I'm glad I could have that good deed. Okay, so too, that's how we love our children, right? You don't only love your children because he's the Gadol Hador. Not every child becomes the Gadol Hador. We're supposed to love our children for what they are. You know, everybody has finer qualities, and you're supposed to appreciate your child for who it is. So too, when it comes to our mitzvot. Okay, so I didn't do the greatest possible mitzvah. I didn't have the most zrizus I could have had. I didn't do it, the fullest possible way. But I did my mitzvot, so I'm supposed to say, okay, I did the mitzvah. That doesn't mean I'm not supposed to try and improve it. That's also an important part of your mitzvahs, and that's also an important part of trying to raise your children. So we're trying to lizar b'mitzvah kala b'chamura. So you have to be amel, you have to work, just like you work to raise your children. Kemosh amal adam al banav lerot shelo yachsar lehem shi yoter tovim yoter chachamim. You want to raise your children to be the best they can be, to be the smartest they can be, to do the most mitzvah they can. So too, you have to work on your mitzvot, that your mitzvahs themselves will be the best, the prettiest Zekhili van Vein. And that was the first point of Moshe Feinstein makes. Now go with me to the bottom left of the page. Again, a little bit later in the parak, Vayomer Elokim leNoach. So Hashem tells Noach, comes to Noach and says to him, listen, I'm going to destroy the world. The next pasuk, Hashem tells Noach, make a teva, say lecha teva ratze gofer. Next pasuk, the size of the teva. Next pasuk, the teva should have a window. The teva should have a door. Next pasuk, oh yeah, I'm going to destroy the world with a flood. So, the way I presented it, the question should be obvious. He didn't say, hey, there's going to be a flood, make a teva. He said, hey Noach, make a teva. Here's how you should make it. He said, Noach, I'm going to destroy the world, make a teva. And he says, by the way I'm destroying the world is a flood. Something seems out of order here, no? So that's what Moshe Feinstein asks. Why does he first tell him I'm going to destroy the world, then tell him to make the teva, and then tell him that it's going to be via a mabul, that he's going to use a flood to do it? And he says, it seems obvious that the reason is, if I told you there's going to be a mabul, you might already decide in your head, well, I know there's going to be a flood. What am I going to do to survive the flood? Well, I'm going to build a boat. So at this point, your decision to build a boat, why are you building the boat? To survive. Okay? But what if I told you, build the boat, and then I tell you there's going to be a flood? So why are you building the boat? Because I told you to. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. You're making the boat because Hashem told you to. Not for any reason that you might have. If it's coming to be saved, you might not need a boat. Rashi tells us this. Rashi says, you know, Hashem could make the flood not hit one spot and tell Noah, go to, you know, this longitude, this latitude, you'll be safe. You know, go to Mount Everest, the flood's not going to get that high. He can come up with a lot of solutions. Instead, he tells him, build the boat, and then tells him there's a flood. Maybe he wants everybody else to be punished for not being Zocha to be saved in this way. So therefore, whatever Hashem's reason is, we can learn from this order here to all the mitzvah. Bechol mitzvah. Av shiyadua atam. Sometimes we even know the reason. Tzarech lekaima mitzad mitzvah Hashem. The reason we do the mitzvah is because Hashem told us to. Not for any reason we have to do the mitzvah. Shem shiyesh o tamim litzivoy Hashem kehadachan. There could be many reasons why Hashem's telling you to do a mitzvah. You might know of one. It might be a very practical reason. Hashem told Noah to build the teva. There's a very practical reason why. To be saved from a flood. Okay, it seems so obvious. But here, the reason he should build the teva is because Hashem told him to. It might save him from the flood, but the reason he's doing it is because of the mitzvah. So too with every mitzvah. Nimtza shasiyat ha-teva lo toilin legamri ba-mabul. Making the teva is not dependent on there being a flood. It teaches this lesson that always, whatever mitzvah we're doing, is not for any reasons we can come up with. Okay, there's a danger in tamei mitzvahs, you know, the Rambam and others talk about, because then the batal tam and people come up with all sorts of reasons, it doesn't apply. The mitzvah applies. Why does it apply? Because we do the mitzvah because Hashem told us to. Any reasons we have to do it, some of them may be true, there may be elements of truth to them, but they're all supplementary, additional reasons. The real reason we're doing the mitzvah is because Hashem told us to. So like I said, there's a connection between these two, the Torah, because first one, Hashem's saying is, love the mitzvahs, do them as best as you can. Even when you don't do them as best as you can, still appreciate that it's a mitzvah, and just, we're going to work on always doing better mitzvahs, and the second part was we're doing mitzvahs because Hashem told us to, not for any other reason. Yishayah, thank you for coming.